Welcome back to Keeping Shit Alive, the podcast where I make you feel bad about abusing your childhood pets. this episode we're going to be talking about fish. Easily one of the most miscared for, abused, unhealthy, unwell animals pretty much on the market. Nobody knows how to take care of them, and I'm here to tell you how to take care of them. And yes, this is going to be very tedious and very information heavy, because all the base, This is an animal that actually requires quite a bit of care. I learned this through my work, actually. Like, you know, you can't just plonk a fish into a tank. There's so much more to this than meets the eye. And frankly, I think it's easily, like, really interesting, actually. Alrighty, Tidy, strap yourself in, because we are jumping into tank cycling. It's something nobody bloody does, but it's super important for your fish. Now, there's so much info to do with tank cycling that I cannot dumb this down for you. So I've taken a easy to understand sort of paragraph from thesprucepets.com. Thank you for providing this information. I really appreciate it. Every new aquarium has to go through the tedious process of cycling. Cycling refers to establishing bacterial colonies that regulate your nitrogen cycle. That's the conversion of ammonia to nitrate to nitrate. There is no way to instantly establish the necessary stable nitrogen cycle in a new aquarium. However, if you take the time to properly set up your filtration, your fish will thrive in their new home. With all the techniques described below, use a liquid-based test kit to make sure your levels are where you expect them to be. In order to protect your fish from a sudden crash, always start with 10-20% of your final fish load. So this is like how much your fish is going to be producing in terms of poo, pretty much. Like, try and estimate how much poo your fish is going to be producing and emulate that. This will allow your filters to establish without putting your fish at risk. Slowly add fish over a few weeks to months and keep a very close eye on your water quality as you go. The benefit to this method is that no fish are required to be in the tank. Therefore, no fish are at risk of being lost. Timing is very important when doing a fishless cycle. If you are ordering your fish online and not at a store, make sure you contact your supplier to know exactly when your fish are arriving. The key to a fishless cycle is that you are responsible for adding ammonia to the tank to replicate the waste that would be produced by fish. You must continually add ammonia to your system so your cultured bacteria do not die from a lack of food. Once your filter is cycled, you will need to add fish slowly to keep the system going. I work at a pet store, and my co-workers recommend cycling your tank for 6 to 8 weeks, even before you consider putting fish in it. Like, just take, you know, this is something that's going to be tedious, but in the long run, you're going to have happier and healthier fish that will thank you for doing this. Now, generally, we're putting our fish in too small of a tank. Each fish has different requirements, so ask yourself before purchasing a setup. But aquariumfishplants.com says the first factor that determines the amount of fish in your aquarium is, of course, the size of your tank. Logically, only a small species fit into a small aquarium. If one were to use a rule of thumb, 3 fish of 20 centimeters length could be used in a small 60-liter aquarium. 60 liters! I'm not talking your little fish bowl that you buy from Facebook Marketplace and you think, oh yeah, mate, that's really cute. My fish look really cute in that. No. Your fish need to be in an adequately sized tank. That means that they can breathe and cycle and be comfortable. This is also the thing. Don't put your fish in those horrible glass bowls. There's no filtration whatsoever. They're sitting in their stagnant water. It's yuck. That doesn't happen in nature. There's no animals that sort of thrive in completely stagnant water. Now, water quality. It's essential that to keep the water in your fish tank within appropriate pH levels for your fish. If the water is too alkaline or acidic, it can be fatal to your fish. Before you go about balancing your fish tank, research the ideal pH level of your fish's species. Because again, each fish has individual needs, but you need to know the info on like how to take care of it in order to do it. The pH levels in your fish tank will shift naturally over time as water evaporates or items are added or removed. This is why you gotta test pH levels all the time. And fortunately, there are ways to raise and lower pH levels naturally rather than chemicals. Adding things like moss or driftwood is often sufficient for bringing water back to safe levels. Now you've got to create a comfortable environment. Part of the fun of owning a fish is creating a visually appealing aquarium. It's fun to decorate your fish's home, but it also improves the quality of life. Fish love to have plants and objects to hide behind and swim through. As you choose items for your fish tank, don't forget to make sure that they're compatible with your fish. Everything from the substrate you choose to line the bottom of the tank to the plants and additional decorations can have a positive or negative impact on your fish. Again, in doubt, just speak to a professional. Like, you know, aquarium gravel, sometimes your fish will swallow it and they'll get impacted and they'll die. You can get the vet to sort that out. They are trained to do that in some cases, but you know, you never can be too cautious. Now, you need to feed your fish a balanced diet. It's important to learn your fish's dietary requirements, as some fish may need live food, shrimp, worms, and others prefer algae or are just fine with generic fish flakes. Once you determine your fish's ideal diet, make sure you don't overfeed them. Just like with any other animal or anything, overeating can have negative effects on your fish's health. Same with undereating. Speak to your vet or your local pet store to know how often to feed your fish, but generally, it's not too hard. A little pinch of whatever food. If they require live food, you need to find that out. Now, this is something that people kind of neglect. Keeping your fish tank clean is a crucial part of caring for a fish. Nobody likes to live in a dirty home, not even a fish. A dirty tank is ugly to look at and can also be dangerous for your fish, but your cleaning methods will vary depending on the type of fish tank you're using. You could use an automated cleaning scrubber, or you can get snails, or like loaches, catfish, anything like that. The little sucky guys who eat the algae. You know, you also need to change the water and the filters. You know, you just need to like hoover out your tank substrate even. You can get like little hoovers that'll suck all the fish poo and everything out of the substrate or the gravel, and you know, leave the gravel in the aquarium. You also need to be cleaning the decorations, because yeah, they don't look dirty, but they're dirty. Like, you need to wash them. They get slimy, they get yuck, they get gross. Overall, fish are commonly the most abused animal because everyone thinks they're an easy pet. I know full well my parents have chucked I don't know how many fish into just like bog standard shitty little aquariums thinking that it's appropriate, but no, it's crap. It's not, you know, and no one gets taught this. You just get the fish and you're like, oh wow, this is really cool, and then your fish has a horrible quality of life and gets flushed down the toilet 5 months later. So, you know, it's not to say that there aren't fish that live in extraordinary circumstances, and you know, people have been keeping pet fish for years and they've been fine just living. Often, if you want something like a goldfish, we recommend actually putting it in a outside pond, because if you put it in a tank, it's gonna grow quite big and it's just gonna keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. You're much better to just put it outside in a pond. You know, save your goldfish the hassle, get something smaller, maybe get something tropical because they often don't get very big. You know, just talk to your pet store about it, see needs, what's best for you busy beginner. It's a time, but you know, it's essential to keeping that shit alive. Coming up in the next episode, we'll actually be talking about how to keep yourself alive, which is kind of a morbid thing to look at, but I promise it's not as bad as you think it is. It's not like these podcasts. I'll explain it in the next one. Thank you for listening, and keep tuned for that next podcast.